In the lunchtime edition, the police commissioner, Richard Boyce, promises redoubled efforts to tackle gun crime and improve public safety as he reports a slight increase in crime overall last year, but notes the spike in gun crime and a significant increase in murders. At the annual police conference, Attorney General Dale Marshall also states concern over the gun crime and murders and stresses the need for a holistic effort to combat it. The rape trial of government MP Neil Rowe starts in the High Court. One of several people involved in yesterday's rally crash reportedly undergoing surgery as one of the victims recounts the ordeal. And U.S. President Trump's sweeping tariff plan batters global markets as he threatens even higher tariffs on China. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The police commissioner, Richard Boyce, has listed reducing gun crime and improving public safety as among the key priorities for the Barbados Police Service over the next year, as he notes a slight increase in crime overall last year, but a spike in gun crime and a significant increase in murders. Commissioner Boyce was addressing the annual police conference as the force celebrates its 190th anniversary.
In reviewing the overall crime statistics for last year, 2024, in comparison with the previous year, 2023, there was a slight increase of 1% from 6,230 cases in 2023, 6,301 in 2024. Some of the positive highlights we can be pleased with included a 66% detection rate in overall crime, a 20% decrease in commercial burglaries, 32% decrease in theft from motor vehicles, and a 55% decrease in theft of livestock. Additionally, there was a 20% decrease in offenses relating to domestic violence. Unfortunately, the number of murders rose from 21 in 2023 to 49 in 2024, a sobering reminder of what can befall us should we not utilize elevated levels of our resources in the war against illegal possession and use of firearms in our communities.
The commissioner stresses the need for an all-of-country effort in the battle against crime and stressed that the police will be going after all those involved in every aspect of the gun trade.
Without a doubt, the major concern for the organization was the occurrence of firearm-related crimes. Unfortunately, for the police service and all others concerned, we have to redouble our efforts in winning the battle against the various players in the illegal firearm mix. That is, the traffickers, the suppliers, the users, the stashers, and also those persons who conspire with other persons to perpetuate and perpetrate in their relationships with these weapons.
The police commissioner, Richard Boyce, the attorney general, Dale Marshall, has urged the police to ensure that their crime-fighting strategies remain relevant, as he pointed out that criminals in Barbados have become sophisticated and also brazen in their conduct. He told those attending the police conference that the criminal elements no longer respect the authority of the police and that the almost daily occurrence of gun violence in Barbados is a cause for concern.
I note the statistics provided by the commissioner in his report, and I'm happy that there's only been a very slight increase in crime. Yet there cannot be any denial that violent crime has mushroomed in our island, and in fact across the region, and continues to be a cause for concern. Gun crime in particular has become an almost daily occurrence, and fearfulness among our citizens has become commonplace. In Barbados, when we look at the statistics so far for the year, we know that as at the 5th of April, we've had 15 homicides, and from that figure, 10 are by the use of firearms.
The Attorney General stressed that other strategies apart from effective policing are needed to turn criminals away from a life of crime. This is The Latest. Well, after months of adjournments, the rape trial of Member of Parliament Neil Rowe started today in the number 2 Supreme Court before Justice Pamela Beckles. A jury of 5 women and 4 men have been impaneled, while 2 police photographers will take the witness stand. The 45-year-old Mr. Rowe of Kingsland Terrace Christchurch, who is the MP for St. Michael Northwest, is accused of having sexual intercourse with a woman without her consent on September 18th of 2022. Mr. Rowe, who is represented by King's Counsel Michael Lashley, Sophia Moore, Shadia Harris, and Jonelle King, has pleaded not guilty. One of several people injured in yesterday's rally crash was reportedly due to be undergoing surgery today, as one of the victims recounts the ordeal but describes it as simply a freak accident that was not the fault of rally organizers. Avid rally fan Paulson Hill and his son were among the group that was watching the race when a rally car spun out of control at Rock Hall, St. Peter yesterday. Mr. St. Hill escaped unhurt, but his son suffered an injury to his hand and bruises.
Well, he's not doing too bad. We drove him. He's here at Mason Scott Point, isn't it? I mean, he went for the x-ray just now, just to make sure he doesn't have any broken ribs or anything. And he doesn't have any results now. But he's a bit sore, you know, and it's expected. He's a bit sore. It's just a basic racing accident. And the car got out of control. Then everybody in the mad panic from there, I actually moved to go in the rocks to cover myself, and he was behind me. But then he said that while she was behind me, it was like she felt somebody grab him. So instead of going in the rocks with me, he ended up back in the path of the car again. So he was on the car riding for the ride until it settled. But it's just a basic risk, and that's it's nothing that we could have avoided at that point.
He gave an update on the other victims.
He had some stitches on his hand. Because his hand, it ended up through the side glass of the car. So he has some stitches on his hand. Kent, who is also one of the media guys, he is the guy that had the broken ankle. I called for him just now, but I didn't get him. I think he went surgery last night. Cause he and I spoke again yesterday evening. So he was in casualty. I think he's gone to surgery to get the ankle fixed. Ronald, who's the other older guy, who was, he had a dislocated shoulder, but he is okay. Other than that, he's all right. He's in good spirits too, because they support him just now, and he is home.
That's rally fan Paulson Hill. Management of NSR Limited have confirmed to Starcom Network News that police are currently investigating a collision that occurred between a motorcyclist and the driver of a motor car at the mall last night. Every Sunday, car and motorcycle enthusiasts gather at the location, but following a special scrutineering event last night hosted by the Barbados Association of Dragsters and Drifters, the incident took place and had since gone viral online, showing the motorcyclist hitting the car head-on, which did not stop as the rider fell to the ground. Floor member of the association, Dwayne Brown, tells Starcom Network News the issue was unfortunate but had nothing to do with the organization.
We had a scrutineering event slated for 4 to 8 p.m. yesterday. We followed all the rules necessary. We did not have any issues. After 8 p.m., we shut down our event, we cleaned the venue, and we were gone by 9 p.m. The incident that took place is very unfortunate, but we don't want the public to believe it reflects on us or any of our sponsors. The role of the association is to encourage a safe environment for motor vehicle activities, and as such, we don't subscribe, support, or entertain any of the behavior that you would have seen in the evening. The people involved have no association with us or our sponsors.
Dwayne Brown, U.S. President Donald Trump threatens China with additional 50% tariffs if Beijing does not withdraw its 34% retaliatory tariffs on Washington. It comes as U.S. markets drop sharply again on opening, but Mr. Trump is calling for patience, telling people not to be weak or stupid. Asian and European shares plunged and oil prices plummeted as investors feared the duties Mr. Trump likened to the medicine to fix something at the weekend could lead to higher prices, weaker demand, and potentially a global recession. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters before taking a flight on Air Force One.
Now, what's going to happen with the market, I can't tell you, but I can tell you our country has gotten a lot stronger. And eventually, it'll be a country like no other. It'll be the most dominant country economically in the world, which is what it should be.
Is there pain in the market at some point? You're unwilling to tolerate this idea of a Trump put. Is there a threshold?
I think your question is so stupid. I think it's a I don't want anything to go down. But sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. And we have such a horrible, we have been treated so badly by other countries because we had stupid leadership that allowed this to happen.
U.S. President Donald Trump, our top stories. The police commissioner, Richard Boyce, promises redoubled efforts to tackle gun crime and improve public safety as he reports a slight increase in crime overall last year, but notes the spike in gun crime and a significant increase in murders. As the annual police conference has opened, the LESC, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, also stated his concern over the gun crime and murders and stressed the need for a holistic effort to combat it. The rape trial of government MP Neil Rowe has begun in the High Court. One of several people involved in yesterday's rally crash, Paul Hassan Hill, in fact, one of those is undergoing surgery. One of those involved in the crash, Paul St. Hill, spoke of the ordeal and said it was just a freak accident. U.S. President Trump's sweeping tariffs batter global markets as he threatens even higher tariffs on China. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.